USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. One of Russia's biggest attacks yet on Ukraine sent more than 70 missiles at the country on Friday. It knocked out power in the second biggest city and forced Kyiv to implement emergency blackouts nationwide. Officials saying at least 12 people have died. Emergency crews pulling the body of a toddler from the rubble early Saturday. Thousands more migrants have packed shelters on Mexico's border with the U.S. as Title 42. The restrictions that have prevented hundreds of thousands of migrants from seeking asylum in the U.S. for the past 2.5 years is set to be lifted next week after a ruling from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals on Friday. Conservative states made a push to keep Title 42 in place after a judge last month set November 21st as the deadline for the federal government to end the practice that was put in place by former President Donald Trump in 2020 on grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. Emails from the FBI to Twitter released Friday show the Bureau flagged specific users for the social media company to take action against. Among them are 24 accounts that were flagged on November 3rd. Neither side has commented on the matter. Meanwhile, new documents reveal how the U.S. government used a secret portal to censor COVID-19 content on Twitter that contradicted the narrative, according to documents obtained by America First Legal. And Elon Musk is having a change of heart.
Banned journalists are up and running again on Twitter after a brief suspension. Twitter owner Elon Musk originally suspending accounts that he accused of tracking his private jet usage, essentially what he calls doxing his physical location and causing a, quote, physical safety violation, unquote.
You dox, you get suspended. End of story.
Musk bought the social media platform back in October for $44 billion.
Correspondent Corey Myers reporting 7 college football bowl games planned for this Saturday, including Cincinnati and Louisville, kicking things off at 11 a.m. Eastern. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
North Carolina's voter ID law has been struck down by the state Supreme Court, ruling that it was enacted with a racially discriminatory purpose and violated the state's constitution. The bill requiring photo identification to vote was passed by the state legislature in 2018. The Army has charged a 28-year-old soldier with murder in the fatal shooting of a sergeant at a Georgia base. Officials at Fort Stewart identifying the suspected shooter as Specialist Shay Wilson of New York, who has been charged in military court in the killing of 30-year-old Sergeant Nathan Hillman of Pennsylvania. Officials say the suspect used a privately owned gun to shoot the victim before being subdued by fellow soldiers. You might have to put that cup of holiday cheer on hold this weekend.
Workers at about 100 Starbucks across the U.S. going on strike this weekend. Starbucks Workers United says the strike is to protest unfair labor practices, including closing stores that voted to join the union. It also claims that the company has refused to bargain for an initial union contract.
Correspondent Corey Myers reports this is the second cross-country strike by the union. You don't have much longer to get those Christmas packages and cards in the mail. The U.S. Postal Service says the deadline for regular ground service is today if you want it to arrive by Christmas Eve. Priority mail must be sent by Monday and express by December 23rd. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I know that. Oh, so I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.